president that sits around and watches you porn all day. I also hate the, he seems like the kind of guy you'd want to have a beer with stuff. That's bullshit. I went to school with 190 jackoffs you'd want to have a beer with. I wouldn't trust those guys to assistant manage at Del Taco, much less run the country. I want Bill Gates in charge. Someone that looks like he'd be horrible to hang out with. I don't need the relatable thing. I need the intelligence thing. Joe Sixpack is great when he comes to your house and runs a snake through your main line, but you don't want him negotiating a Middle East peace treaty. Relatable is useless. When Bill Clinton was asked the famous boxer or briefs question, his answer should have been, fuck you. What does it matter? All these politicians who have to pretend to be the little guy and act like they're not rich or trying to get rich, I say cut it the fuck out. When did being wealthy in this country become such a bad thing? You know who's rich? Smart people. I want the one percenter to be president. I want the overachiever. I grew up with the 99%. They're not all noble and hardworking. Most of them are burnout losers. I want the guy who has 3 degrees or amazing business sense and made a shitload of money. Your school principal isn't supposed to be one of you. He's there to run the school. Your job is to study and not be a dumbass in the hallways. He just runs the school the best way he can to give you the best opportunity to get A's. And do rich guys not have TVs? I'm pretty sure they've got a lot of them, so they can see what's going on in the world. They don't need to be in the trenches with the little guy to experience the life of the common folk. We should be electing the guy who pulled himself out of that. The president is supposed to lead. The president is supposed to be our CEO, not our BFF. I hate that if you run for president, you have to pretend to be in love with the middle class. When it comes to talking to and hanging out with people, the super rich and the super poor are far more interesting. If you had to sit on a long bus ride with someone, not that a rich guy would actually be on a long bus, unless it was Michael Bublé's tour bus, you'd want it to be either Elon Musk or a homeless guy who's having a spirited conversation with a trash can a few minutes before. You certainly wouldn't want it to be your boring-ass brother-in-law who's going to talk your ear off about the article he just read in Insurance Underwriters Quarterly. And by the way, I'm not doing this for me. I'm doing this for you. I'm doing this for you, love of country, and my plan to order the Surgeon General and NASA to reanimate the corpse of Marilyn Monroe. Let's face it, it's a stressful gig being the leader of the most important country in the world. I'm going to need to blow off some steam. We're so divided now that anything you do is sure to piss off 49.5% of the country. Plus, the pay sucks. I made much more money on this book than the president made this year. Bad presidents are forgotten about or become punchlines. Must be tough on Jimmy Carter to be watching TV and constantly hear his name come up as a yardstick for shitty presidencies. Worst economy since Carter. Worst energy crisis since Carter. I imagine Jimmy Carter sitting at home one night, watching CNN comparing Obama to him saying, how many free houses do I have to fucking build? Rosalind, throw me the remote. What's on HBO? I wonder what this Argo is about. I'd certainly be a breath of fresh air. Every time a politician makes a tepid attempt at humor, everyone thinks he's hilarious. It's about context. When a politician tosses off a mediocre one-liner during the State of the Union or a debate, people think he's a genius. But if you put an actual comedian in office, he'd be the funniest politician of all time. It's like being the funniest guy at a funeral. More importantly, as a comedian, our job is to say what's on our minds. Unfiltered and unfocused group tested. That's what drives me nuts when yours truly or other comedians get gang raped on Twitter every time they say something that's controversial. We're comedians, not politicians. We shouldn't be held to the same standard. We're not just allowed, we're required to do what politicians can't do, and that's to be honest. Everyone talks a good game about wanting their politicians to speak their mind. But then look who gets elected. Sociopaths, narcissists, sex offenders, and liars. I'm none of those. I'm a truth teller. I still haven't been caught for the sex offenses.